Looking at your KLEM news update, Governor Kim Reynolds and Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg are traveling across the state, emphasizing their agenda for the legislative session and discussing their goals for the state. The duo made a stop in Lamar's Thursday afternoon at the KLEM offices. Governor Reynolds says there are great things happening in Iowa.
There's great things happening in the state of Iowa and really a lot of positive momentum. And kind of the theme of the condition of the state was the time is now. And I believe we have tremendous opportunity to continue in a bipartisan manner to really implement a lot of the great policy that we were able to put in place last year. So last year in the condition of the state, I talked a lot about unleashing opportunities, whether that was with workforce or education or health care, and to make sure that we were unleashing those opportunities in every single corner of the state. And I was really proud of what we were able to get done last year. Comprehensive tax reform, bipartisan support with water quality, with mental health, with Future Ready Iowa, opioid. So a lot of the policy and infrastructure was put in place last year, and now is the time to really take action and implement that. So the time is now to act on those.
Reynolds says the state's financial condition is in better shape than last year.
Actually, you know, I'm really proud of the financial shape that the state is in. The budget is balanced. The cash reserves are fuller than when I took office in 2011. And we have a surplus going forward. And so even because of the decisions that we've made, cutting taxes and regulations and really helping to grow the economy, that's allowing us this year to really come back to this legislative session in a different place than we have the last couple of years. And so even by investing, you know, $20 million into Future Ready Iowa, really putting some money into broadband and housing for the Empower Rural Iowa, putting a significant investment in K-12 and higher education, 2.3%, it's almost $93 million, in addition to an additional $1 million of new money into the STEM Council initiative, 11.4 into transportation to help with the discrepancies for some of our, you know, rural Iowa school districts that spend a lot of their money that goes to transportation. So integrated and coordinated healthcare system, we want to make sure that we can sustain and fund the comprehensive mental health care reform that we passed last year. And all of that's included in the budget, and we actually still have some significant balances left over. So we do a two-year budget and a five-year projection because we want to make sure that we're taking into account the policies that have been passed and what the impact is in the out years as well.
With the federal government shutdown going on for more than a month, Reynolds was asked if any state government agencies and programs were being adversely affected by the shutdown.
There has not been yet, but we're monitoring it every day. Director Roeder, who's the director of the Department of Management, he'll have a report for both of us probably the first of next week. But every day he's continuing to monitor. SNAP and WIC are two programs that we're keeping a close eye on. Plus, I think there's a piece in the Department of Transportation that we're watching as well.
The Iowa governor says it is time for both Republicans and Democrats to put aside their differences and to do what is right for the nation.
But here's my message. They need to do what we do here in Iowa, and that means you come to the table and you figure out a way to get it done in a bipartisan manner, and that means you don't get everything that you want, but you find common ground and you move forward. And I'm proud that we've been able to do that in Iowa. It can be done. We did it last year. I believe you're going to continue to see that same type of effort this year with the legislature, and it's just, you know, it's silly. It's ridiculous that they can't get this done because it's all about politics, and it's just time to put that aside.
The governor has asked Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg to oversee the Empower Rural Iowa initiative. Gregg says the program will help smaller communities. Gregg is a native of Northwest Iowa, having grown up in Haywarden.
So we're very passionate about making sure that there's opportunity and prosperity available in our small towns. Love the thriving cities and suburbs, but we need the small towns to be doing well, too. So she tasked me with co-chairing the Governor's Empower Rural Iowa initiative. We had task force members from all across the state participate and submit ideas on how we can solve some of the big challenges that we hear about as we travel the state. Those were housing. Housing is a big challenge. It's really tied to the workforce challenge because in order to recruit workers, we need to have nice places for them to live, and that gets to be a chicken and egg scenario sometimes. Connectivity, the governor mentioned earlier, is so important for agriculture and for business and for education, but also just basically for young people, from a quality of life perspective, they need and want to be connected.
Both Reynolds and Gregg acknowledge that Lamar serves as an excellent model for other communities to follow since Lamar's created additional housing opportunities and have expanded on our community betterment programs.
We use you as an example, actually.
Yeah, we were just talking about this.
Yeah, right. I talk often about, Adam, about what you guys are doing here. Mm-hmm.
It's a smart move, and it kind of touches on the third piece of what we're looking at in the Empower Rural Iowa initiative, and that's the issue of leadership. It takes leadership for folks to recognize that that's the challenge and come up with a solution that's going to make a difference. And ultimately what it meant here in Lamar's was new housing built, and that helps solve the workforce problem. And it has lots of other follow-on benefits. Now there's more families in the community supporting the businesses here and supporting the school district and all of those good positive things that result from a virtuous cycle like that.
We will feature more of Governor Reynolds' comments as well as comments from Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg from their visit in Lamar's in future news updates. That's a look at your news here on KLEM. For additional news updates, you can always check our website, though, KLEM1410.com.